I strongly support the president. I'm proud to say that I strongly support the president. I appreciate the fact that he works to defend the rights of veterans. He works to defend the rights of the unborn. He works to defend the Second Amendment. He is working against the ideas of internationalism. He is working to defend the United States sovereignty. You know, the Bill of Rights only is going to continue as a, you know, a working, worthy idea as long as the United States has true sovereignty. That's the main thing. And without strong borders, sovereignty goes down the drain, you know.
Now, let me interrupt you right there then and get some more of your thoughts about immigration. I'm sure that in your part of California, as in ours here down in Sonoma County, we count on immigrants for a lot of the jobs that keep the state going. What's your feeling about the current system of immigration and how it might be improved?
Well, you know, I strongly agree with Cesar Chavez, who felt that there should be no hiring of illegals. And he also felt that we should have strong borders. So let me start off by saying that, you know, I may disagree with Cesar Chavez on some points. I don't know. But that in particular, I embrace. I believe that we should allow the Dreamers to become citizens, you know, through civil service after 5 years or military service, 5 years or so, as long as there are no felonies or you know, or egregious misdemeanors. I don't think that.
What about this the family separation that the president was doing at the border? Do you have a sense of whether that's a good or a bad policy as far as you're concerned?
Well, the family separation, you know, you get a lot of mixed messages on that. The messages I got was that it more or less began with President Bush 43 and then was strongly accentuated through the Obama administration. And now that President Trump is in office, that he is working to eliminate that.
So you're getting that feeling that the president really was never for the family separation. That
oh,
wasn't
right.
His
no,
policy.
That's just a bunch of hogwash.
Okay. In the time we have remaining, I'd like to get to know you a little better. I understand that even as you're running for Congress, you have a kind of a day job. Tell us what you do and what it means to you in terms of your profession, what you do as work.
Yeah, I'm a supermarket cashier. I do it because it's available. I am proud to be a supermarket cashier. I do my best, and I think that people think that I do it very well. Of course, there's always room for improvement and everything. A lot of contact with a lot of people, you know, it works out for me in that respect. Everybody knows me, if not because I'm on the news relatively frequently, but because they see me every day.